Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey parents, are you looking for ways to take care of your own mental health while caring for those around you? If so, check out How to Be a Better Human. Each week on How to Be a Better Human, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways that you can improve your life. This show has everything from an episode with Dr. Becky about how to repair relationships when you've made a mistake, to how to set boundaries both with your kids and your parents, and even a deep dive on why it's okay for your house to be messy sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed. And more great episodes come out every Monday. Find out how to be a better human wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello? Can anybody see me? I'm down here. Hello? Oh, I think somebody's gonna pick me up. Finally, yes! And no. What do you gotta do to get noticed in this town? Oh, there's somebody who looks curious. Hello? Yoo-hoo, look down.
Oh, look, a penny on the ground.
They say if you pick me up, it's good luck.
Really?
Yippers!
Don't trust her.
Huh? Who said that?
It's me, Billy. The dollar bill you've got stuffed in your pocket? I don't want her in here. She's a bad penny.
Hey, don't listen to him.
Actually, I find it odd that you're both talking.
Well, I find it odd that you don't have a wallet. Instead, I'm jammed in your pocket with tissues, your cell phone, keys, two crayons, some ketchup packets, and a super bouncy ball you found in the park. There's no room for a penny.
Oh, please. What harm could one little penny do?
You've been lying on the ground. And who knows where you were before that? You're probably filthy.
Yeah, so are you.
Come to think of it, I don't know where either of you have been, or any of my money for that matter. But how dirty is my money? And why are certain small metal circles and green printed paper so valuable in the first place? How did we end up with the money we have today?
No idea.
Me neither.
Sounds like it's time for another whiff of history and science on
Who smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted.
Psst. Hey, smarty pants. What kind of money do you use? In other words, what's your country's currency? Is it the dollar? The peso? The pound? Go ahead, shout out your answers. Ah, I'm hearing a lot of dollars, some euros, pesos, and yen. The world is home to a large variety of currencies. Can you guess how many? Is it A, 75, B, 180, or C, 2050? The United Nations recognizes 180 currencies around the world, all with different shapes, sizes, colors, and names. The oldest currency still in use today is the British pound, which has been exchanged for more than 1,000 years. And the most widely used currency is... why, it's the U.S. dollar.
Of course, you don't get widely used if you're stuffed, forgotten in a pocket.
I'm sorry.
What's so bad about this pocket? It's cozy next to all these tissues.
I can't believe you picked up this penny.
Hey, a penny saved is a penny earned.
Well, I couldn't just leave it there laying on the ground. What about you, smarty pants? Do you pick up coins if you find them on the ground outside?
Or inside the house, or under the couch cushions. Besides, coins like me are something you can treasure for a long time. Unlike Billy over here.
Seriously?
Yep. Sorry to say, you bills aren't as durable or long-lasting as coins. Bills can rip or break apart as they're used over and over again.
Hey, smarty pants, do you know how long the average dollar bill lasts? Is it about A, 15 years, B, 8 years, or C, 6 years?
I know. The answer is C, less than 6 years. But do you know how long a coin like me can last?
Let me guess. More than 6 years?
Try 30 years. Take that to the bank.
Okay, but you still won't be worth much. What can you even buy with a penny?
We coins may be small, but we have a big place in history. Tell him, trusty narrator.
Smarty Pants, which came first, coins or bills? If you said coins, you're right.
And before we came around, people used all kinds of wacky things to buy stuff.
Really? Like what?
Well, way back in the olden days, I'm talking thousands of years ago, people just gave things to others in their community. Kind of like how you give out cupcakes to your whole class on your birthday.
Nom 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 nom.
But at some point, people started exchanging things instead. For example, let's pretend Billy here owned a bakery. What's something I might want from Billy?
Bread.
Oh, is that why money is called bread or dough? Because people used actual bread or dough, like money?
Not quite. Money is often seen as essential to living, just like basic foods like bread. Anyway, Billy the Baker, what are you selling today? Muffins, croissants, cinnamon buns?
Bread.
Not the most exciting bakery, but fine. Back in the day, I'd go up to Billy and say, I want a basket of your finest bread. To which Billy would say,
what will you give me for it?
In exchange, I will give you this rooster.
A rooster? I'm a dollar bill. What am I gonna do with a rooster?
You get the point. In fact, all kinds of livestock, like roosters, cows, sheep, and even camels, were very popular in these exchanges.
Oh, I'll take a camel. Wait, one hump or two?
Smarty Pants, do you know what this type of exchange is called? Is it A, gift-giving, B, fleecing, or C, bartering? The answer is C, bartering, which is another word for trading.
Now, say I see Billy the next week and I don't have a rooster.
Do you have a camel?
No, but I still want a delicious cookie.
We only have bread.
Fine, bread. Instead of an animal, I give him something smaller, like a seashell. And I say you can give it back to me later to get a rooster. But instead, he gives the seashell to somebody else for, maybe an orangutan.
Why on earth would I want an orangutan?
Just hear me out. Billy tells the orangutan owner that she can use that seashell to get a rooster from me later. With this promise, the little seashell gained value. And eventually, people started using things like seashells to get stuff.
I see. People turned things into money because it represented the value of something that they wanted or needed.
Exactly. Feathers, limestone, beads, even whale teeth were used. Then kings and other rulers wanted a piece of the action. Guess what they came up with? Coins! Historians say the first coins used as a kingdom's currency appeared in what is now Turkey about 2,700 years ago. Rulers in other places like Greece, Persia, India, and China also started issuing coins back then. And we haven't stopped since.
Even though coins are a problem.
Hey!
There's a reason why rulers came up with bills, like myself, to replace coins.
Smarty Pants, can you guess what the problem with coins is? Think about the difference between coins and bills.
Coins are shinier. They can roll across a table. You can flip them and...
Yeah, forget all that. Look at Penny and me. I'm a dollar bill. You can fold me up, stuff me in your pocket, and forget about me. Right, narrator?
I already apologized about that.
Now, Penny over here, you'd need 100 of her to equal one of me. But let me ask you, do you think you'd notice 100 pennies in your pocket? Not only would all that change be super noisy, it would be pretty heavy.
Talk about some heavy metal.
And that's just for a buck. Imagine carrying $50 in coins, or a few hundred. In order to carry around larger sums of money and not rip your pockets, lighter bills, like me, were created. First, people made bills with leather and animal skins. Some of that leather came from male deer, which are called bucks.
Ah, is that why dollars are often referred to as bucks?
You're right on the money, narrator. Next came paper currency. It was introduced in the country that invented paper.
Smarty Pants, do you remember where paper first came from? Was it A, China, B, Greece, C, Egypt, or D, Paperlonia? The answer, right after this quick break. Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, you don't have to go it alone. IXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. IXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used IXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the IXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because IXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, IXL has you covered. And all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to IXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust IXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up now at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. IXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at IXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never frozen meals arrive at your door ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right. With Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park. And 2 nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9 Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Who Smarted. So, where was paper invented? Was it A, China, B, Greece, C, Egypt, or D, Paperlonia? Did you say A, China? Great job.
Paper money was introduced in China about 1,300 years ago, but it took nearly 1,000 years for it to catch on in Europe and other parts of the globe. Today, paper money works because it's easy to use, and it's given value by world leaders who stand behind it. In fact, many world leaders, past and present, are actually on paper money.
Whoa.
Paper money comes in many colors and, in some countries, many sizes, so you can easily tell the difference between a 1, a 5, or even a 20. And there are all kinds of things within it to prevent counterfeiting.
Counterfeiting?
Yep, it means making fake money, and it's always been a problem.
It's the reason why money is full of complicated designs that are not easy to copy. In colonial times, Benjamin Franklin would deliberately misspell the word Pennsylvania on the real money he printed, hoping that those making illegal copies would spell the state's name correctly, exposing them as fakes. These days, a lot of bills use special ink and security threads that are woven into the bills, and even hidden images printed on the bill that can only be seen if you hold it under a special light. Because of this, money today is very difficult to copy.
I don't have that problem. You can't just print coins on paper.
True, but you're filthy. I can't believe the narrator picked you up off the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah? You're filthy, too.
Let's just say you're both right. Smarty Pants, while a coin may look nice and shiny, and a fresh bill all nice and crisp, the fact is that money is gross.
Huh?
How gross? Let's start with a little quiz. About how often does a $1 bill move from one person to another over the course of a year? Is it A, 30 times, B, 65 times, or C, 110 times? The answer is C, which means that the $1 bill in your pocket could have had 110 separate owners over the last year. And the year before that. And the year before that.
Whoa.
But let's say it's just 1 year old. Think about it. That's 110 different stories, 110 different things bought with it, and 110 different ways for it to get covered in germs.
At least I wasn't picked up off the sidewalk like Penny.
Well, germs don't like me as much as they like you.
Is that true? Smarty Pants, which do you think gets dirtier, dollar bills or coins? If you said coins, you're wrong. While a coin is said to be 10 times dirtier than a surface you can eat off of, bills are even worse. Scientists say there are more germs on paper money than on a household toilet. And they found disgusting things on both bills and coins, including viruses, bacteria, dog spittle, and yes, even poop. Fortunately, it's usually not enough to make you sick, and your skin is very good at protecting you from disease. Just wash your hands often and never, ever put your money where your mouth is.
You're better off using money to buy food.
Good idea. What should we get? Pizza or burgers?
Let's flip a coin.
Great idea. I'm glad I picked you up, Penny.
Hey, thanks.
I just want bread.
A giant shout out to Samuel in Los Angeles, who loves learning a little bit about everything. Hey, just like me. You go, Samuel. The more you listen to Who's Smarted, the more you'll feel yourself getting smarter. A supersized shout out to Matthew, Duke, and Mr. T, and his third grade class in San Diego, California. Thank you all so much for laughing, learning, and listening to Who Smarted. This episode, Money, was written by Dave Beaudry and voiced by Kieran O'Connor, Joe Tex, and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Moneybags Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Nickel Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Silver Dollar Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production.
Who Smarted?
Hey there, it's Trusty. And you know I love sitting at home, listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.